Yeah, I thank Terry in advance. And Terry will be with us today. I've got an unavoidable doctor's appointment tomorrow. That's the only one thing drawback with a show in the middle of the day. Kind of affects a lot of things like that. So, Terry, thank you for being there. And I can't believe I'm missing my broadcast there from the big event. But you have to do what you have to do. Anyway, Mike Rogers, veteran, former FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, all-around businessman, a Republican Senate candidate, a great guy we've known for a very, very long time. I'd support him for anything that he was running for. I wish he were running for president, but he isn't. And he's here to talk about what's going on today, which it's not. What's going on today is not good, my friends. It is not good for the country. Mike, I'm glad to have you here, and I just want your take on what we are watching across the country, specifically at all of these major universities, where somehow or another, they are all on the same page of hating Israel. Death to Israel. Death to America, for God's sakes. What is going on?
This is a huge problem. This looks a lot more like 1938 than it does 2024, with the blatant anti-Semitism happening on college campuses. And here's what we do know, that the Iranians, it's funny how that happens to be a recurring theme, have been doing disinformation campaigns. They started before the attack, the Hamas attack and brutal killing and terrorist attack and brutal killing of Israelis on October 7th. And it started well before that. They've been doing these constant messaging. We know that they're using platforms like TikTok and other things to talk to and get to kids, specifically targeting college-age kids, through certain type of algorithms that get them to a certain place. And I think what you're seeing now is a fruit of that labor over a period of time. And it is becoming a huge problem. And, you know, there's just a whole bunch of questions that need to get asked. As you said, they all seem to be saying the same thing. They have the same structure and organization. They're doing it in the same ways.
Same tents, same tents, same T-shirts, yes, with the same slogans. Are you kidding me?
Yes, exactly. So this, we have a bigger, I mean, yes, this is a huge problem. And it is absolute blatant anti-Semitism. And now I think there's a bigger problem. I think we have some external forces here at work that are trying to help coordinate it. And unfortunately, there are too many willing, you would think, better educated folks about the reality of who Hamas is and what they've done. And we're going to have, listen, the country's going to have to take some hard steps. The universities need to step up now and say, we will not tolerate it. If you have if you're an international student, get caught doing this, take away their visa. If you're a student and you're causing these kinds of disruptions and preaching this kind of a hate toward individuals and talking about violence toward these individuals, guess what? You're going to lose your privilege to go to that university. We're going to have to be tough to get this back under control so people understand that you don't have the right to say we should wipe you from the face of the earth.
Well, you've got House Speaker Johnson, who's under fire, calls on Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq to resign. He calls him very weak and inept, and it'd be hard to disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're opening negotiations with people who are doing something that didn't have permission to do in the first place. I'm just not sure how much negotiating you do.
Mayor Adams of New York Police Department blaming outside agitators for the pro-Hamas demonstrations at Columbia. We know that. How much of this could be tied into TikTok, for example?
Oh, I think there's a whole bunch. TikTok is an example, but so they use social media, they being these influence operations. And Iran has gotten very good at it. As they say, all steps, all of the agitation goes through Tehran. So if you think about it, Iran is a Shia country, predominantly Shia country. Hamas is more of a Sunni. So you would not think they'd have this relationship. But this goes to any enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we're seeing it not only with their, you know, Hezbollah, the Shia organization tied to Iran doing activities. You see this Hamas, and they're using all of these platforms, social media and others, to talk into the United States. And I think TikTok is a big part of that. And by the way, if you think China is going to step in and try to help us with that problem, man. I got a bridge to show you. They are eagerly watching the chaos and enjoying every minute.
Loving it. All of our enemies are loving it and holding it up as an example to the people that they represent that can't wait to get out of their countries, to come to America still, by the way. What about your reaction to what AOC said yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, I call her America off course, calling in police enforcement on nonviolent demonstrations of young students on campus is an escalatory, reckless, and dangerous act. It represents a heinous failure of leadership that puts people's lives at risk. I condemn it in the strongest possible terms. You have a reaction to that?
Yeah, such utter nonsense. Where was she when they were yelling, death to America? Doesn't she think that is will lead to violence in some way? I mean, this is such nonsense. Liberals defy logic, and this to me is one more example. AOC is the part of that squad that I think does not have America's interests in the long term, and their best are to heart. And it's very, very frustrating. And those kind of comments aren't helpful because it gives permission to a lot of these. And they're young folks who are impressionable. You can fight back against the police. Listen, you're breaking the rules. The university said you're not supposed to be there. You're calling for the death of your fellow students. It's probably time you get, you leave. And if it takes police officers to make you leave, well, then they ought to be there to hustle you along.
So be it. Quickly, I just want to say this is so great. You're picking up so much support in your Senate race. And I love Senator John Kennedy, the Republican senator who, with that drawl and the way he says things in a very simple, straightforward way, Senator John Kennedy has just come out supporting you, to back you for your Senate campaign. I think that's fabulous news.
Yeah, thank you. And he is so entertaining to be around in person, too. I've invited him to come to Michigan to share some of that southern charm up here, and he's agreed to do it. So I'll make sure we let you and your listeners know when they have an opportunity to come see him. He is really fantastic.
Let us know.
Senator.
Yeah, he's a great senator, and I love his stories, and I love the way he presents anything that he's presenting. He just makes simple sense, for goodness sakes. Hey,
absolutely.
Congratulations on that and on a successful Senate race. Keep it going. It's at MikeRogersForSenate.com.
Yes, sir. And we'd love to get you there.
MikeRogersForSenate.com. And read about him. Make your own mind up and your own decision. I've made mine just from following him for years in his various jobs as a FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, all these different things. Now he's our Republican Senate candidate. And best to you, Mike. Talk to you again soon. Best to Christy.
Thanks, Paul, and best to Kim.
You take care as we continue on News Talk 760 WJR.